many Antarctic groups and operations get beset in ice. The captain ultimately has to make that call. For us, the big, for the captain of the Schakowsky, the key issue was the fact there were icebergs active in the area. We were caught in sea ice, which effectively meant we were pretty much locked down where we were. But iceberg, you only see about 10 to 20% of the surface ice. So inevitably the ship and the sea ice is actually moving in the direction of the winds. But the icebergs are so much larger, they're drifting with the currents. And those two aren't necessarily going in the same direction.
How close did they come to?
Several hundred meters at the first instance when the captain raised concern. Fortunately, after about day one or two, they appeared to have got grounded. And of course, when visibility was good and the radar, we were keeping an eye on any movement. But after that, there was always that inherent risk. But fortunately, it was only in the first day or so that that was a major issue. We're incredibly grateful for everyone's help and support. I understand four nations helping is quite unusual. That's not our call. The RCC issues that call as to what who comes. So that's nothing at that point. That's beyond our control. We're incredibly grateful to everyone who's done that, who's come out to help us. We are terribly sorry for any impact that might have had on fellow colleagues whose work has been delayed from the operation. But any experienced Antarctic scientist knows that's an inherent risk. Many of our team members have actually been on the other side where they've supported teams when they've been caught. It's something that's just an inherent risk of operating in those conditions. But we are, of course, we don't want anyone to be disrupted in their work any more than necessary, and we are sorry, and we hope they're going to have a good season to hopefully catch up on some of their work. The pioneering route we were working on, we were using a vehicle that certainly has had some experience in Antarctica and was hugely successful. We have these things called Argos, another Argo, different to the marine floats we were using. These are all-terrain vehicles, they're basically boats with wheels on. We've got tracks on them as well. They've got about a fifth of the weight of a human footprint, so they're very light. But we can travel up to 30 kilometres. And that route allowed us to get into an area that is not normally accessible by other means. We took that very carefully. We probed, we looked, we went in convoys. There was no element of risk to that beyond the fact that if it was looking dangerous, we'd just return. And we successfully pioneered that route in. The issue with getting caught in the sea ice, the fundamental problem was the fact that there was obviously a massive upheaval of movement of sea ice from another part of Antarctica into that area. We hadn't seen that in any of the satellite imagery before, and it caught us. We were unfortunately in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that is the nature. It was an extreme event, and it caught us, unfortunately.